Rob Lane produced the segment. We're going to start now. You are listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has a proposed ordinance in front of the Boston City Council to make a lot of changes to her approach to addiction, homelessness, and undertreated mental health needs in the area around Mass and Cass. They take it up tomorrow. She talked with us about it just after her press conference at the end of the week last week. So today, we are looking at proposals for long-term support and services. Joining us here in Studio 2, Sue Sullivan, president of the New Market Business Association, and on the line, WBUR senior correspondent Deborah Becker. Sue, welcome back.
Thanks for having me this morning. Glad to be back.
Great to have you. And Deb, thanks for jumping on the line.
You're welcome.
So, Deb, I'm going to start with you. I do want to just give people a quick review of what Mayor Wu is proposing. Probably the feature piece of this proposed ordinance is tent and tarp removal at Mass and Cass under much freer circumstances than the Boston Police can do so now. Tell us just a little bit more about that measure, its content.
Right. Well, this ordinance that Wu formally filed with the City Council yesterday comes amid concerns about violence in the Mass and Cass area. And some providers, such as Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program, they stopped allowing their outreach workers to go on the streets there because of the potential risks. So there are dozens of tents and tarps and temporary structures lining Atkinson Street, which is barricaded off to traffic and is basically a tent encampment. And this is how Wu described what the ordinance will do. Let's listen.
The ordinance will give the police the authority to take down the tarps and tents and structures that are occupying public ways and oftentimes are used to shield the criminal disorder that goes on there.
We should say that was Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox, not Mayor Wu. But Mayor Wu says the ordinance is part of a change in her Mass and Cass strategy that also involves creating 30 temporary shelter beds on Massachusetts Avenue.
So I was going to tease you and say, or it was Mayor Wu with a cold, Deb. But no, it was Commissioner Cox.
Commissioner Cox.
That's right. I'll bring you in here, Sue Sullivan, too. In addition to the two things that Deb Becker talked about, it would then allow the Boston or invite the Boston Police Department, along with people from the Boston Public Health Commission, to do some regular patrolling in the area in follow-up to that. In general, good idea, the changes proposed in this ordinance?
So the no-tent ordinance is something that we have wanted for a long time. It's something the Boston Police have pushed for a long time in order to make it more give them a greater ability to do their job so that it's not just a policy they're falling back on, it's an actual ordinance. So that part of it is extremely good. I know the mayor is talking about closing Atkinson Street to all foot traffic and closing the engagement center, which we have concerns about that because where are they going to go? Are they going to go out onto Southampton Street, onto the other areas of South End, Roxbury, South Boston. But we have been assured that enforcement will be out there. As you said, small patrols everywhere. We'll see. You know, I would like to believe that. I can't say for sure that's going to happen. We do need a safe space for people to sleep, 30 to 50 people. But where they are looking to put it on Mass Ave is problematic for the South End, for our New Market businesses. It's a non-starter.
So let's pick that up, and I'll come back to you, Deborah Becker. And the location is on the 700 block of Massachusetts Avenue between Harrison and Albany. Mayor Wu, I pushed Mayor Wu on that question when she was on Radio Boston last Friday. She was adamant that was short-term transitional beds just as this process was going through. I know you've brought us another cut. You were at the presser. You've brought us another cut of how Mayor Wu is sort of framing the ordinance overall. So tell us a little more about that, Deb Becker.
That's right. She says the ordinance is one component of a three-part plan, really, this sort of change in her strategy for the area. And the other parts do call for creating more shelter space and supportive housing, including the 30 temporary beds that would be located on Massachusetts Avenue. And there are a lot of concerns about that. The South End Forum wrote a letter to the city council saying that this was not a good idea, that it was just pushing things into their neighborhood, and that's not the way that this should be addressed. And they're also concerned about the police removal of tents, which has a questionable history in Boston. But Wu said, you know, that this ordinance is more carefully thought out, and that police would have to take several steps before these temporary structures are removed. This is how she explained it.
This would only apply to individuals who have already been offered adequate housing and shelter, who have also been offered transportation to that shelter, and who have been given the opportunity to store their personal belongings. That's very important for protecting the civil liberties and the humanity of those we are looking ultimately to serve.
And Tiziana, the civil liberties issue is critical because by law, a community cannot target someone for law enforcement action if they're living outside and there are no alternatives for housing or shelter. And a community by law must protect someone's belongings if they move the temporary structure where those belongings were stored. So the ACLU of Massachusetts yesterday, after seeing the ordinance that was formally filed by the mayor, said it's going to monitor how it might be enforced if it is approved by the Boston City Council, which is the next step.
So we're speaking with WBUR's Deb Becker and Sue Sullivan, who's the executive director of the Newmarket Business Improvement District. As Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has put a new proposal in front of the Boston City Council for some pretty significant changes in the way the city's approaching this area around Malnia Cass Boulevard and Massachusetts Avenue. Sue Sullivan, I want to come back to you now because you're part of a community, the South End Forum, the Newmarket Business Improvement District, that has said, listen, those are some short-term things. We are concerned longer-term as well. And you've put a proposal on the table to take Wedett Circle, which is a piece of property now owned by the MBTA that is a little bit just sequestered by the way one gets to it physically. Mm-hmm. And you'd like to see a campus essentially put there. Tell us a little bit about that.
So what we're looking at is, honestly, we can't wait 5 years for Long Island to come online. But and that is exactly what Long Island's supposed to be, is a long-term recovery campus. So we looked at it and said, how do we make this happen now? How can this, we have a pilot for this in the short term? When I say short term, we're talking 3 to 4 years, and create the campus there using temporary pallet-style housing.
So I'm going to interrupt you. When you say 3 to 4 years, do you mean 3 to 4 years to get it up and running or run it for 3 to 4 years?
Run it for 3 to 4 years.
Okay, sorry. Please go ahead.
Because bottom line, if we could get this, if we could, we're looking at Wedett Circle because it makes sense. It makes the most sense of any property that we've looked at. It's state-owned, MBTA-owned. It's 24 acres. We're only looking at using 6 to 7 acres if possible. And we could set up a temporary campus there in a very short amount of time to get people off the street and into recovery. And it would work in stages. It would have detox area, it would have recovery, it would have sober living. And at the end, with all of this combined effort, people would end up with stable housing, workforce development through the process so they'd be able to get jobs, and they'd still have recovery and mental health.
Okay, and Sue Sullivan, I'm going to stay with you for a second longer. Two rapid-fire questions and follow-up to that. First, what explicitly has been the response from the Wu administration to this proposal?
So we have worked very closely with Mayor Wu's team as we were putting our proposal together. And her team of recovery people, her health people, have all been involved in it and advised us along the way.
So they are open to this possibility?
I would say her staff and all is absolutely open to the possibility. I'm not sure where the mayor is absolutely open to the possibility, but she's very cognizant of the fact that she doesn't have the land.
Yep. And so that was the second question. What have you heard from the Healey administration, given that the MBTA owns the property in question?
So we're meeting with the MBTA next week.
Okay.
And we've briefed the governor's office and the governor, and I think they're all waiting to see where we're at. What? It's a compelling argument.
Okay.
And we know that the MBTA has a lot going on in the future on this, but we're hoping in the short term.
Okay, so Sue Sullivan, stand by now, because you made reference to Long Island, which you're saying you can't wait the 5 years, roughly, that Mayor Wu has said it will take. Now I want to turn back to Deb Becker, who toured Long Island last year. And reminder for our listeners, and we talked with Mayor Wu about this on Friday, the bridge to it shut down in 2014 over the city of Boston's concerns about its safety. It was a longer-term recovery and care complex. Those services then shut down. The city is well on its way now to the set of permits it needs to rebuild the bridge and bring services back there, although not done, and the city of Quincy not done pushing back on that either. Deb, pick us up from there. How far along is the city of Boston, and what did you see when you toured Long Island last week?
Well, I saw a beautiful island in Boston Harbor. It was a nice summer day, I should say. And also on the island is Camp Harborview, which is a summer camp that serves hundreds of Boston kids. And that's on a separate area. But on about 35 acres of this more than 200-acre island is land leased by the Boston Public Health Commission. And there are these abandoned buildings, about 13 of them, depending on how you define building. And they once housed dozens of city programs for addiction, mental health, and homelessness until the bridge shut down. Quite frankly, inside the buildings, it's eerie. There are clear signs of the sudden departure when the bridge closed. There are desks and chairs strewn about, file cabinets open, lists of healthcare providers still taped on the walls, windows broken. It's pretty decrepit. And yet, I would say the buildings are kind of beautiful. The main administration building, it's about 100,000 square feet. It's got these iron staircase railings and, of course, all overlooking these unbelievable views of the ocean and of Boston. So there is potential there, but it would take a lot of money and a lot of work to realize it. And right now, the Wu administration is saying that if everything goes according to plan and the bridge is rebuilt, they would start being able to offer some services there in 4 years.
And I heard the if there, Deb Becker, and I'll stay with you for a second longer. The Wu administration seems to be expressing optimism that if turns to when, but it's not done yet.
No, it's not done yet. There are still two permits required for this, and there is some money budgeted in the city budget, and they have to put out bids to do the work. But they're sticking with the 4-year time frame.
Okay, so I'm going to bring Sue Sullivan of the Newmarket Business Improvement District back into this conversation. Just a last couple of points here. So, Deb and Sue, what I think we now have on the table, and forgive me for being slow on the uptake, but it sort of hits me now for the first time. We actually now have a moment where there is a set of contiguous proposals on the table that go from like tomorrow, right? Because the Boston City Council will take up the ordinance from Mayor Wu tomorrow, all the way through the long term with a transitional plan that is, by the way, controversial in and of its own right. Sue Sullivan, there are advocates who say it's not a good idea to use Wadette Circle or to put all the services in that one place there. But as you say, there were people in the Wu administration participating in its planning, your meeting with the MBTA. Sue Sullivan, in your experience, when was the last time that there were a set of proposals on the table that really went from sort of tomorrow all the way through the long term that at least had a chance of all happening?
Never.
All right.
No, I'm serious that you know, we have worked on this for 10 years, if not longer. And we keep trying to pick apart different pieces of it. And Long Island was the first and best, say, long-term recovery treatment center. But the problem is that it ran into the issues of how long is it going to take to come online? And it's still, you know, 4 years, I think, is great, but we can't wait that long. And, you know, and it's interesting you said that there are people who are naysayers on this. I have to tell you, I have not talked to them. We have talked to numerous legislators, community people, and have received unbelievable support. Not everyone likes every part of it, okay? But they like that there's an overall continuum of care plan. I would say we can't afford, it's not whether we can afford to do it, it's whether we can't afford not to do it.
So with that in mind, Deborah Becker, what do you watch for now?
I think we watch for how these plans go forward. We should also say there's a plan at the Shattuck Hospital. So there are some competing proposals here, and many of them are longer term than what Sue is outlining. So I think we watch for which ones move forward, which ones get the momentum, the funding. The funding, I think, is a question as well. And who's going to oversee some of these programs. I think that's what we watch for next.
All right. Deborah Becker is senior correspondent at WBUR. Sue Sullivan, executive director of the Newmarket Business Improvement District. We will continue to stay on this here at Radio Boston and across WBUR. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.